Good morning. Welcome to Mellanox earnings call concerning the results for the first quarter of 2021. Present with us, Leandro Mellanox, Chairman of the Board, Juliano Mellanox, Managing Director, and Vinicius Mastro Rosa, Financial Director and Investor Relations. We'd like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will only be listening to the teleconference during the company's presentation. Immediately after that, we'll begin the questions and answer session for analysts and investors only when further instructions will be provided. In case any of you requires assistance during the conference, you may request help by pressing asterisk zero. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet and may be accessed at ri.mellanox.com.br. The replay of the event will be available as soon as it ends. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding business perspectives of the company, as well as operating financial projections and goals, are based on beliefs and assumptions held by Mellanox board, and also on currently available information to the company. Forward-looking considerations are not guarantee of performance and involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions since they refer to future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect future outcomes for the company and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in these considerations. Presentation slides are available for download on the internet at the address ri.mellanox.com.br. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Vinicius Mastro Rosa, Financial Director and Investor Relations. Mr. Mastro Rosa, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your presence on Mellanox earnings call. I'd like to begin from slide number two with the highlights of the quarter. On the first graph on the left, you can see the volume of launches in the last 12 months. We launched 470 million in the first quarter, and a little over 1 billion in the last 12 months. It's a significant volume and represents an increase of 33% in relation to 2019, which was the largest volume we launched within 12 months period, demonstrating our capacity to launch and our growth capacity in the short and mid-terms. The next graph shows our net assets, which amount a little over 1.6 billion, above our market cap, and whose value is highly concentrated on cash. A cash position that's now almost 700 million. That means if we make a simple calculation and disregard cash, the value of the company's operation is close to 600 million. That is our market cap if we do not consider how much we have in cash. At the bottom, you can see the publication of the market we can receive survey. It was published now in the first quarter. For the fifth year in a row, Mellanox was top of mind and the preferred brand among construction companies in Rio Grande do Sul. Three times top of mind, four times preferred brand when compared with the competitors, showing the strength of our brand in the region. Slide number three, you can see the launches in the quarter. As I said, it totaled 470 million, and Mellanox share was 335 million. The four projects are better seen on the next slide. We launched the Gol Rio Branco, the third phase of Grand Park Lindóia, and Botanique, which are projects from Mellanox Incorporated, and Casa Viva, which is a project from Urbanizadora. On slide number five, the quarter's net sales. The launches sold very well within the quarter, 31% until the end of March, and today they are a little over 30% sold. We suffered a little with the sales of inventory in the first quarter. Sale inventory grossed 33 million. If we disregard cancellations, it's only 7 million.
keeping in mind we were disrupted by the COVID crisis. Our city had a lockdown, which meant our sales stand for closed for 55 days. And 34 of those days happened in the first quarter, at the end of February until the end of the quarter. In addition, as you are aware, January is seasonally a weaker month, you know, to our segment on account of vacations. So in the first quarter, the sale of inventory was really below what we would have liked. And we are working now in the second quarter to recover this volume so we have a good selling year in 2021. So far in the second quarter, our recovery plan has been successful. On slide number 6, you can see our cancellations. So in the first quarter, the cancellations amounted to 26 million reals, which is lower than last quarter's, practically half of last quarter's. And the volume of cancellations was smaller because of the difficulty of carrying out these cancellation processes with our customers because of the worsening of the pandemic. Today we have many defaulting receivables, which are already provisioned in our balance. So when these cancellations are done, they will not have an impact on our net income. It is exactly these clients we are bringing to the table and negotiating the cancellations with. And these deals were disrupted in the first quarter and saw the lower volume of cancellations. And as you can see in the graph at the bottom, there were practically no changes in the provisioning levels for defaulting customers, which went from 102 to 101 million reals. And today, it amounts in total to 149 million reals provision. So the volume of cancellations will probably grow in the second and third quarters of this year. But again, this does not mean it's an increase in new requests for cancellation. It's not an increase in the number of defaulting clients. It's only finalizing the cancellation process of defaulting customers, in which are, by the way, already provisioned in our balance and will have no impact in our statement of income. On slide number 7, breakdown of our inventory. We point out that out of the 903 million reals of inventory, 198 million refer to finished units. Out of this 198 million, only 7%, 69 million, is residential inventory or from Urbanizadora's inventory. The remainder 129 million, as you can see in the graph on the upper right hand side, corresponds to commercial inventory. For this commercial inventory, we have since the end of 2019 used a strategy of reversible lease. Our customers rent the unit, they have up to 30 months to use these rents paid as down payment for the purchase of the units. Today we have 49 million reals of PSV within this reversible lease strategy, and probably in 2021 we'll see several contracts entering this phase when customers will have a good opportunity to convert the lease into purchase. Because from a certain moment in the contract, the conversion becomes disadvantageous. So we'll see this happen a little more often this year. On slide number 8, you can see we purchased a plot of land in the first quarter. This is next to another plot we own on Nilo Peçanha Avenue, one of the city's main avenues. This new plot adds to the project's PSV. 90 million reals. We own 50% of this project. We have a partner at Elmis Incorporated. So our PSV is increased by 46 million, and our total PSV is at 280 million, considerably large project. In addition, we were able to negotiate with the swapper where we reduced the percentage of the swap in the original plot, and the percentage of swap in the new plot was practically zero, meaning the swapper did not participate in the purchase of the additional plot. Therefore, the overall reductions of the swap was around 37%. The approval process for this plot is an advanced stage. We plan to launch it in the short to mid-term. It has everything to be a super iconic project in the city due to its size, the location, the product we are developing. On slide number 9, you can see our land bank. It's important to mention that our land bank and also plots we have an option for that have not been approved by the committee. They have been pre-approved, but have not been approved by the company's committee. Both of the land bank in this portfolio of options land bank are together worth 1 billion reals of PSV of approved projects. This is very important. It shows two things. First, our approval process has been happening in a very efficient way with a good pace. Our approval department has been working very well together with the city hall. And another point, that this helps immensely with the predictability of launches, of the volume of launches in coming quarters. So it's important that we keep, that we have the high volume of approved projects and also keep the pace of approvals in line with the volume we intend to launch. In the next slide, number 10, we have our financial indicators. We had 165 million reals in net revenue in the quarter. Keep in mind, we had some negative impact due to the COVID lockdown, which reduced the number of people working on our construction site. We operated at only 75% capacity for most of the first quarter. Despite that, we were able to get revenues thanks to POC coming in the amount of 68 million, which is in line with the average of previous quarters. Disregarding two quarters last year when construction work was paralyzed most of the time. Next, you see our gross profit, our gross margin of 26%, our net income 15 million real, and net margin 12.7%. It's important to note that because we operate practically 100% with swaps, accounting, both our gross and net margins have a negative impact because of that. So depending on the project and the percentage of swap, the effect on the margin can go from 2-3 percentage points up to 7-8 percentage points. So our gross margin, this level of 26% and 12.7% for our net margin, If you adjusted considering projects with a smaller percentage of swaps, with part that were bought in cash and part swaps, the impact would be more significant in the margins. It's important to keep in mind that due to the percentage of swaps in our projects, almost 100% of our projects up until the IPO have been done through swaps. On slide 11, we see our expenses. We ended the quarter with a G&A of 10 million reals. And in the last 12 months, comparing 12 months worth of expenses, the 12 months of revenues were at 5%. Comparing with our G&A last quarter, it grew only 10%. And it's only because the volume is growing, our company has been growing, and we have been able to keep our structure. It's very important we've been able to keep our structure under control. It's important to say we do not expect a significant cut in these figures for the next coming quarters. Our selling expenses were also 10 million reals, representing 7% in the last 12 months. On slide 12, you see our capital structure. At the end of the quarter, we had almost 700 million reals in cash, 73 million in gross debt. And all our credit lines, including government credit lines, that we stopped taking because since the IPO we haven't needed to, these lines are still open. So even when we judge it being necessary, we can take them. so our leverage situation now is very comfortable. Even though we have invested a little over 13 million in the purchase of a plot in the fifth quarter, our operating cash generation ended the quarter basically in a tie. I now give the floor to Juliano for his final remarks before the Q&A.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be talking to you. The first quarter of the year was very challenging. It was highlighted by the lockdown in the state, restricting most economic activity because of the increasing COVID case. Despite that, our volume of launches were expressive, almost 500 million, with a good selling performance, and they have been already 40% sold. We superseded 1 billion in launches in the last 12 months, rectifying our operating capacity. The fact that we have over 1 billion of projects already put us in a comfortable position to choose the best products for our portfolio and put it in the market. It's important, this increasing volume is important because a long time we went from a company that had land bank to a company that has a great land bank of approved projects. It makes a big difference, a big competitive difference in our region. Moving on, even with the increasing volume of launches, we are keeping our operating efficiency with a G&A lower than 4% of PSV, of net PSV launched the last 12 months. Before we wrap up, it's important to highlight the COVID situation is more under control, that economic activities are back, and in-person activities will give us in the region more stability. We are now open to questions. Thank you. We are now beginning the Q&A sessions for analysts and investors only. If you have any questions, push asterisk one on your telephone. At any moment, if your question has been answered, push asterisk two to remove yourself from the line. Questions will be answered as they are received. Wait until we collect the questions. Once again, I'd like to remind you that to ask a question, you will have to push asterisk one, and to remove the question from the queue, push asterisk two. Our first question, Lucas Cunha from XP Investments. Lucas, you may proceed. Can you comment a little bit about the competitive environment in Porto Alegre? You held the launches a little for this year. What is the competitive environment in your region?
Lucas, thank you for your question. Within the environment we have today, Porto Alegre's market, we talk about the high-end market. We have two competitors with larger volumes, Melnick and Baldwin, and the market today is more fragmented among smaller companies. Lucas, Leandro here. Just to complement the answer, this is a point that we are very positive looking at this since we had the IPO. The market in Porto Alegre has had more information because we know it's not so widely known in the market as a whole. Porto Alegre's market ended up along the years held by local companies without nationwide companies. We suffered more during this crisis because of the stoppage of construction work because of COVID, because they are a smaller company. They suffer because of this, limiting their launching plans for the year. They have more difficulty to face some harsh questions that the market presents. This is putting us in a position of a positive expectation in some segments. Juliano commented that in the high-end market, the city has some very competent players that have good prospects of launches. but in other segments, we are analyzing it as a good opportunity with low competition. In the midterm, in the emerging market segment, or larger projects that we are able to develop, or for example, the Lupercalia project in Eastern Show. So we do not have developers in our region that can take on this kind of project. Regarding costs, certainly our position here is a company that's relevant in the segment. It helps us in hiring work, labor, and our budgets are under control. I'd like to ask another question. The question of loss. What is the reason for Urbanizadora, the loss selling? Regarding the gated condominiums, the selling loss is very positive. There is a desire from people of having open spaces, so this is what we are searching more and more to move along with this project in this lots area. Of course, the time to approve these developments in Brazil takes longer than vertical and normal development. So it's not easy to control this and easily have this approval. But within possible, yes, we are seeking to accelerate this segment, because it has been very important for us and the sales for the company. And I'd like to highlight that this is very significant. We have our company, Urbanizadora, which is a leader in the state in this class. So the competitors to Urbanizadora in the state is different. It's much more favorable because there are no groups working in our region. They are only small groups, small-sized groups. And the first launch in this quarter, which is Casa Viva, which 78 million reals of PSV in absolute terms, it had a speed of sales that was surprising, up practically 100% sold on launch day. Absolutely amazing, 100% with an increasing price in our land bank. The work of our bank in this segment, in 10 cities in Rio Grande do Sul, with launched projects or projects under construction. So we do not concentrate on one city alone, but there's a question of capillarity for this loss, which is less complex than a vertical development. Also with the local competitors, which is different in the countryside, the competitiveness is different. So we have a land bank distributed along over many streets, and our performance in the first quarter was amazing. 100% sold in the first launch of the year. We are really excited with the conclusion of these projects for Urbanizadora for the coming quarters and years. Thank you. Reminding that to ask a question, you have to push asterisk 1. There are no further questions. We wrap up the Q&A session. I'd like to give the floor back to Juliana for his final remarks. Thank you very much for your attention. I'd like to wish you a great weekend until our next earnings call. Thank you. Melnick's teleconference is now closed. We thank you for your participation. Have a good day.